The rules of the workshop. In a connection workshop, there are none more important or less important. All are equal and very important. We do not negate. We don't struggle. Rather, only complement. The true solution will not come from knowledge or speech abilities, rather only from that connection.
First question. Why is all of our work clarified, realized in the connection in the group? Where in the connection in the group do we find our Egypt, our redemption? In what exactly? How come it has to be specifically in the group? And what are these states? The exile, the preparation for redemption, and redemption. Please. Let's go.
In the group, we discover the exile when we want to connect and we see we are unable. The preparation for our redemption is when we disconnect more and more from the ego and we're able to work, despite the darkness, with the effort to connect.
Yes, all the states are in the group, in the work between us, and this is what we go through, for complete indifference, that you're not at all in Egypt until you enter it, you start working with this, and in the end you discover that you are in exile, etc., and the friends will continue.
Yes, because Egypt is recognizing the exile. Recognizing exile is possible only when one tasted in a group what is the center of the group, what is coming out of himself, feeling the friends. Only to this extent you can understand what is this thing that denies this from me, that governs me. And then Pao is revealed what is the exile. Out of this can a prayer be constructed. Then one sees that alone, or even with the efforts with the friends, you can't return to the same state of the center of the group, going out of himself. To such extent, these forces govern him over his thoughts and desires.
There are no names, no states until we begin to really work in the group. The connection between us, when we start, try to unite in between us with the aim of discovering the Creator, then all kinds of states begin to appear between us. When we feel separation, the exile, and when we feel connection, it is redemption.
When I try to answer the question out of myself, it's exile. And when I feel the fact that I'm unable to insert your words into my heart, this is the feeling that I'm not really in the right place, the place I should be in. So I'm searching, together with you, the path to exit this exile.
The efforts to come out of the exile by those we invite upon us the reforming light as a result of the connection that we're trying to bring about. And then this exchanging of values happens in us, that the Creator is the mutual bestowal between the friends. As it appears, this is more important than the rejection that I had before, which is Pharaoh.
It's amazing to see how you come closer to this exchanging of values. When you think of this story as history or something like that, then you start feeling these states between us, so this inverts this whole thing.
It doesn't exactly go on a linear line, meaning every year or every month a person thinks that he's in Egypt, or he's Joseph coming back to the Exodus from Egypt. These states take a long time until it's really clarified what exactly it is. Every time it's anew. It's not that we started somewhere with Joseph, a new king rises, and then according to the story, ta-ta-ta, and then here we are. It's a bit more complicated than that.
Complicated. It also repeats itself in every degree, in every moment you can exit Egypt. It's constantly, it's the relationship between us, the connection and more connection that is revealed as the opposite, and more connection that is revealed as connection, the feeling of connection. We constantly scrutinize this relationship between us, and this story of the Exodus of Egypt is the story of our life.
It's fascinating to think that the more we deepen that connection between us, we'll discover a higher resolution of that same, of that story. Really, as somebody who didn't grow up with these stories, and only now I'm getting interested in that more and more, it's nice to see the number of details that we have between us every moment, at every degree, at every stage, every workshop that we go through. We need to see it as a little miniature coming out of Egypt.
And generally speaking, all these details divide into two. Exile and redemption, or Egypt and the Exodus of Egypt. All these states of rejection and the states of connection.
And it becomes like an adventure where you want to discover more and more and start filling these details on yourself. How is it realized between us?
Until you reach the feeling, what is contentment to the Creator, then specifically connection in the group is felt as good. Meaning, there is the center of the group, there are friends, there's a vote, everything's all right. You're reaching a feeling that one annuls himself, connects to others. But when you begin to feel that there's no Creator there, you understand that Pao is a lack of the existence of the Creator. It's a thing we can't cause it to happen. Either the Creator is there or he isn't. And then you discover that all you had before was Pao, because there wasn't any contentment at the Creator.
So we begin then to come out of Egypt. We're beginning to prepare ourselves. Right now, actually, just before Passover, that's coming here in, very soon, we have an opportunity, a good opportunity, both corporeally also, to remind ourselves those states that we're going through every moment.
These are questions that cause acceleration in all of us, feeling of the correct fine-tuning to identify the exit, exiting to redemption. When we start listening to each other, we're trying to answer from a place that is between us.
All of our work is realized in the connection in a group. There, actually, is the entire kli. I need to calibrate my desire to the right perception of reality. This is the reason for which I have no reason to search for anything outside of the group, because everything is in my desire, in my flawed, inverted perception that I have right now. And the entire correction of that perception that still remains in my desire, only it is recalibrated through the work of the group, the work of connection in the group.
Love. What states occur in the group exactly when going down to Egypt, 7 years of hunger, 7 years of satiation, the plagues of Egypt, all the preparations for redemption? How can we depict these states in the group, in the connection between us?
We'll begin with the 7 years of satiation. I think that's easier to depict. As Iran said, everything is fine. We have a group, we have connection. It's very convenient to the will to receive, to find, you know, you can find your corner, maybe do something good in dissemination, studying here in this place. It's a good place, it's a nice club.
Yes, and then it is felt that there is no fulfillment in the will to receive. If it's a true connection, it should be in feeling good and in feeling bad. And this is the 7 years of hunger. When one comes to a state that even if it's good or bad, he feels good or bad, he should rise above that and enter a connection in the group. And it's not enough. It's not enough because you should discover in the group that even if we transcended to the connection above our own personal feeling, if the Creator is not there, there is nothing there. And this is as though Joseph has died and there is a new king, new dominion that is revealed specifically after everything we did. Even transcending our own personal feeling, it's still within our ego.
Last night, I was reading the Torah. This is really, really a very fascinating script. Everything is really good in Egypt, very nice descriptions. And then there's this turning point where everything begins from the moment that we want to come out of Egypt. So everything is fine. The moment you want to come out of Egypt, then you realize that you are in Egypt and you are under control. You can't come out. There is this Pharaoh. That's one of the states where you actually begin to cope with Pharaoh. There are these two points that start forming, Moses versus Pharaoh, and there's this war over Israel when they want to come out of Egypt.
All these states are actually a perception of reality we have in the group. The group provides this opportunity to understand all these terms because they're constantly around us. Hunger, satiation, what we want from life, and we're around people who are asking these questions, these things are clarified because we don't make things hard for us. We're having a support group. And even in this support group, and this is the funny thing about it, because you came and gathered with people in order to discover this more easily, you discover that there you reveal your ego and there's more work to do.
And because all of these discernments appear specifically in our efforts towards connection, then we discover the opposite. What was holding us, sustaining us until now, and so long as we are in some agreement, feeling good about the present state, everything is calm, we can stay in our 7 years of association inside of Egypt.
I just want to say that when you say it's the story of our life, it really goes into your heart. If the realization of our goal is our life between us, our whole life is around this. All these states can be adapted to this, to this personal or the general state.
The work of Egypt is very nice because you have the garlics and onions, and really if you look, you see that even according to scientific research, there study of happiness, you need to have a group, you need to have a community, you need to a little bit bestow onto others, you need those same principles in order to really have a life, a framework, goals in life, everything is really according to research. But when a person implements this inside of the group, comes a point where if there's no creator, then there's nothing. That's the whole game. Is there a creator there or not? If there's no creator, then it's Pharaoh, even though it's apparently the most wonderful thing you can have, you know, being in a group.
We didn't go by the order of states, but there is the state of the plagues, all the plagues that come to this will to receive, the intention is that they gradually invert a person, transform him towards the exodus of Egypt.
Because you can't skip that time of association. If it is being told to us, then apparently it's a necessary part of the process. You have to actually be happy about it, not look forward to the plagues, rather try to exhaust up to the end those melons and onions and garlics, try to get all the juice out of them, because the more we come to know the good, the incorrect good, the one that's not in the right direction, will have a greater opportunity to invert it. We will truly know in every cell of our body how much we want the Creator to enter that equation. We'll have no doubt about it, because if we leave even a single tooth of garlic that we don't want to eat, it will come back to us later.
and the descent to Egypt in itself is a great thing, because one holds on to his connection with the Creator in such a way that he knows he can say that there is one dominion nonetheless, meaning that my whole state is governed by the Creator. It's not that I'm detached from it, from the dominion. I only know I'm under the domination of Egypt, which is governed by the Creator. This is also governed by the Creator.
We're jumping in between the states, but when we started speaking about the plagues, I remember that the first time that I understood that the plagues of Egypt are really about me, about my present self, my ego, was really, I really panicked, because until then, it was very interesting to read about the plagues, how harsh they are. It was kind of like a nice, fun, interesting story. But the first time that I realized that I don't have to identify with my ego, it was like a shock for me.
We speak of the desires between which rules the force of the ego. That each one is instinctively, naturally rejecting the others or using them for himself. How? In working above this rejection, we discover qualities in us that are called Israel, Aaron, Moshe, Yosef, the 12 tribes, women, men, Batya, Miriam, and more and more. Shifra, Pua, there are many women and men. How do we discover them? All in all, there is a desire, and in this desire, when we begin specifically trying to connect, we begin to discover forces which are for and against, so we're better prepared for the connection more and more. The negative or positive force, it doesn't matter, but they work together in the same inclination. So how do we discover together within our desires, our qualities in connection? How are these qualities revealed as Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, Batya, and all these 12 tribes, etc.? Please. It's as if we, when connecting, when we're yearning to be better connected, suddenly discover these phenomena that are called cities or people or states in nature, plays and so forth. It all comes from compression, pressure, that we're nevertheless drawn to be connected. Well,
all these discernments all these discernments are always in a certain process where there is connection, there is a certain example that a person gets. He doesn't even understand the example that he got for connection in the group. Then he disconnects from that connection, and by yearning to come back to it, really coming back to it, he acquires that discernment. It's always that way in the work in the group, through nullification, and each time over a greater rejection. And specifically the plagues, those rubbing on the things that surface, they create the new discernments. The friction, they create as if these are images.
Yes, it's really surprising. There are two simple principles, to some extent, that the whole reality is the will to receive, and the next one is that all my relation, that my attempt to connect in the group, this causes these discernments in the will to receive. So the background changes all the time. So the states change, were in the desert and then later were in Israel. And all this has different names in us. To say Shifa or Pura, it's not clear yet, but these are the relationships between us, these names and states.
Yes, how many turns it will take us to reach those names, but it's truly amazing that it is all a reflection in my will to receive. If you're in a dark room inside of yourself and everything is in order to receive, you don't see anything. You can as if be roaming the world, running, walking around, seeing things, but you're not really experiencing anything. So you're experiencing everything in a single, as a single dark room. The moment that you don't even have to move away, just talk to somebody, open your heart to the friend, the whole world is revealed. So just let a little bit of light enter your life, and you enter that desire which is infinite and get into your will to receive. Then you realize it's not about place or time or a friend. It is all a reflection inside of your will to receive. What do you position as more important?
And this directioning to find all these names in our desire is simply so precise, and it demands connection because there is no other way. If you're not, philosopher, and we all hate the philosophers here, then it obligates us to gather around to connect.
It's very clearly felt that you're doing like a scientific experiment. Before you start the experiment, you feel inside like some sort of a very mixed, confused dough or mixture. It doesn't matter what kind of experiment you're imagining, the magnets that are revolving, the more you activate the field. But this way, every detail aligns like on a ruler, takes its proper place. It's all between us. And the more we connect, there's a greater pressure against it. So really these things become clarified.
There's no greater pleasure than times, let's say like in the conventions or the aquarium, when you feel the whole group and the friends connected to Rav and the text, it's all in one sync. It's all clothed in one matter, that is connection. On the other hand, there is no greater suffering than being detached from all this whole thing, not understanding what you're talking about, how it's all connected. And these discernments, this Moshe is a discernment that changes in a person. And what is Moses? It goes in the 10th plagues, and in the 9th plague he sees it doesn't work. This discernment of Moses, Moshe, is something that changes out of...
I think that we are actually before such a period called Passover, we're now entering together this state, an environment that we're going to build for ourselves. The more we really talk about the fact that everything is revealed only in the connection between us, simply knock on that point more and more, that other than that there is really nothing, and we'll start connecting it to our perception of reality, everything is a desire, then maybe we'll finally begin to, you know, we'll have a desire to feel these states in the relationships between us.
Why this time specifically is intended, wanted, matches coming out of the ego, our separation that is called exile, to a connection between us and attaining the quality of bestowal called redemption? Please.
Why specifically this time? I don't know. I think that it could be any time. If now we have before us a certain period when there is greater connection, it's a holiday, nonetheless there is something special about it. It is simply another opportunity, and we have to take it as the very first and very last opportunity to connect between us even stronger.
I think that this time is like a spring that is released, and therefore it's suits it best. Up until now, we were compressed internally in very intensive time of many congresses and a lot of internal things. Now we're going outside in such a way that we're simply... I have no words to describe the freedom we receive in our dissemination. Each one, each as much as his heart wishes, he can spread out with no limits and to break free. And therefore, upon such a thing, this is the best time for it.
Yes, we can relate to this time.
Rav, if you remember, there's the matter of the world, Olam Shana Nefesh, the world, year, and Nefesh. So why now, specifically, according to Olam Shana Nefesh, we are in this point of development called Ashan, smoke, meaning it can rise upwards and draw force from above to us.
All right. The connection to Olam Shana Nefesh, world, year, and soul, acronym is Ashan, smoke. So to say that the general state of the world, that's how I feel it. It's a critical point, and our development comes together and it's joined with the development of the world.
As to Olam, the system is always a sign of life, spring, connection with the upper force, their preparation soon in Pesach. Everybody around the nation, they're all going to sit in one table, even if they won't feel it. As to Shana, the development of humanity, our development is in an intersection that is about to change completely. And like Niv said, there's a wonderful opportunity here. As to Nefesh, soul, from this point, trying to understand what is redemption, what is the exile, you should understand what is... just ask for some help from above. It will all be all right.
Friends, we're going back to our seats.